This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden in the studio. The great Al Peterson. I love that name. There's a great, nobody knows who he is. There are two Al Petersons.
That's a radio name, isn't it?
It is a good radio name. Al Peterson. He's got that voice. Where is? Give him a microphone for a second. Everybody hear his voice.
Here, Al, walk. Oh, here, just come over.
Al, I want everybody to hear your voice. Let's do your best radio.
Right?
Good.
That was awesome.
Everything good, man.
Yeah, right. Okay. Get lost. Radio police. There's another Al Peterson that does a trade publication. Good guy as well. All right. So I have the news for you. This is big. Dr. Ken Kronos has the Ebola news for us in a moment. So I don't have to do that. I found a unique way to kill a fly. Just a minute ago.
Really?
Yep.
Slap him with two pieces of pizza and eat him?
Well, that's, you're warm, actually. Rich
really?
McFadden, Ken
okay.
Kessler, Jenna Rowan. I was fixing Charlotte's breakfast.
See?
And I give her some yogurt. And there was a fly in her dish.
There you go.
So I took the yogurt and threw it at the fly. The fly didn't move fast enough, so I got it. And the fly smothered or drowned or whatever. What was, extinguished by the yogurt. So that's for all of you who are frustrated with all the flies around and the fly swatter doesn't work. Next time you have a fly problem, get some yogurt.
Wow.
Get rid of the flies with
that's
yogurt.
That's kind of a new age Taekwondo
yeah.
kind
yep.
of move.
You will not hear Don Imus talking about that. I guarantee you that.
You're right. Sure.
Okay, here's my next question. Jennifer.
Doug.
I was trying to cut a mango and I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
I have some mango.
Oh, I do?
Really?
Yeah, I think you cut them in half and then you score it.
Score it. What does that mean?
Yeah, you know, like you do little blocks, but you don't cut all the way through the mango. You actually just score it. You almost cut it all the way and you do
really?
It like in four on one, you know, horizontally and four on the vertically.
Really?
That's not my
and
help.
Then you kind of pop it inside out and dump them all off into your bowl.
That is not how my South American wife cuts them.
How is she
whatever.
Cutting?
A rich woman's trying to be a topper.
They just, they kind of slice them from the top, take slices from the top.
Really?
Yeah, so like
around and around they go.
They'll score a little bit off the top, then score and go around and going around.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put salt and lemon on them.
Mm, yummy.
Baby.
All right, let's talk about scandals in the news.
Scandals.
Hundreds of University of North Carolina school athletes, Kenny, apparently got A's and B's. Was it like that when you were there? Did you go to South Carolina or North Carolina?
I went to North Carolina State.
Ah, not the University of North Carolina.
No.
So you didn't have the...
I hated those guys.
Did you really? Well, apparently somebody's got an in for them, because now this is a big national story. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes, both current and past, apparently got a pass for experiencing or for helping the school do well in athletics. They got A's and B's in bogus classes. This is for the last 20-some-odd years, boys and girls.
But I thought this was... I didn't think any of it was current. I thought all of it was like a decade or two decades old.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Over two decades, yeah.
Two decades, over there, two decades.
You know, this is no shock. I don't know why this is a big story.
Well, how do you figure that? You think all schools do this?
I know all schools. Dexter Manley could not read. He came out after his professional career. He was caught... during an interview on an airplane with a reporter, he admitted to her that he couldn't read.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just between me and you. And then she printed it, and it became this huge thing.
Yeah.
And he basically came out and said, I went all the way through high school and college on my football merits and never learned to read.
Really?
And he took reading classes, you know, after he was out of the NFL.
Well,
but this is talking, this is 1993 to 2011.
Yeah. So there's that. Then there's the high school that had the hazing going on, the footballers. Now not only has the team been suspended, apparently whilst the administration was looking at it, maybe said, well, it wasn't the coaches, but apparently the coaches knew what was going on, so they get fired. And now, what is going on in South Carolina and North Carolina? There's a high school football coach who was fired after he permitted a post-game celebratory ritual involving a watermelon last week. And because somebody got a hold of the story and right away it became a racial issue, he got canned. There was a parent who reported the so-called watermelon ritual to the school board this week, and they launched an investigation and fired the school coach. Players would gather in a circle, smash the watermelon, while others were either standing in a group or locking arms and making chanting sounds described as ooh, ooh, ooh. The school superintendent said the noises were monkey sounds. The watermelon was decorated with the caricatures drawn with Sharpie markers. The president of the local branch of the NAACP said the organization supported the school's decision to fire the coach.
How do you get away with that? What football team anywhere in America doesn't have a black guy on it?
Yeah. Well, especially in North South Carolina.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't even fathom how you would get away with anything like this.
Really, really weird.
Apparently, been going on for a while, and it just now is out.
You can't convince me that this whole football team is white guys.
It's all white, exactly.
There's no way.
Kenny, when you were in school in the Carolinas, did you have mostly black players in the football team?
No, I'm not saying mostly black. I'm just saying.
Well, I would think in those areas it would be.
Find a football team. I just think there'd be one. Yeah, one person.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And if you don't find them, what kind of racial prejudice is that?
I mean, where they are. There are like places in Wyoming. I'm talking to people in Wyoming that say they didn't have any black kids in their school, but I can't imagine in the Carolinas or here in the Mideast or in the Mid Atlantic.
The Mideast. Where are you in Iraq?
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus with the Ebola update in just a matter of moments. Do you believe the president says the president is saying that we've turned the tide in the Ebola fight? You believe that? Let's find out what Dr. Ken thinks in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up.
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
the flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Joining us now on Good Day is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the medical experts on the program. He and I share a couple of hours together with you every weekend, the Good Day Health Weekend Update, with lots of live calls, questions, emails. Dr. Ken updates us on the latest medical news. Are you agreeing with the president that we need to be cautiously optimistic about the fight against Ebola?
I think that we are not doing what we need to be doing.
What are we supposed to be doing?
We should have we shouldn't be importing anybody from this area.
Right. Yeah. No, don't let them come at all into the country.
Absolutely not. We should have a new CDC head. He blew it.
Yeah.
You know, he let nurses get sick. He
those nurses are getting Nurse Vinson and
you
Nurse.
See, what I'm concerned about. I'm not so much concerned that people are going to get Ebola. I'm concerned that if we have more cases in America, it's going to overwhelm the healthcare services.
Right.
Look what we know already. One single patient closed down the emergency department of a major hospital, one of five in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So as we see, by December, they're expecting that the numbers are going to be 10,000 new cases a week. If we don't have a travel ban from that area, we're going to have more cases. And guarantee that the next single case that comes from Western Africa to America, there definitely will be a travel ban. So why not get ahead of it?
Well, because they're all politics all the time. And
sadly.
9,900-plus confirmed cases, almost 5,000 deaths in these areas.
10,000 they admit to. They think probably 15,000 cases and about 5,000 deaths already. It has a fatality rate of 60% to 70%.
All travelers coming to the country will be actively monitored for 21 days. What does that mean? How do you monitor somebody? Is
it's a good question.
Come to your door and take your temperature? What do they do?
These are not the people who work in the airport. Are they doctors? How can they diagnose? Even the emergency room doctor had a problem diagnosing this disease. Do you really trust them to diagnose these people at the airport?
It's just folly. All right. Good news about beer, or for beer drinkers, right?
Absolutely. This is out of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. Beer guzzling guys, though, can increase their chances of becoming a father if they drink a couple of beers each day. But downing few cups of coffee each day cut a guy's chance of making a baby.
I'm telling you, man, they should have just come to me for all of these. I could have told them that years ago.
That beer was good for babies?
Absolutely. Go to the bar. You see lots of babies getting ready to be made.
It doubles the chances of a man becoming a father, but caffeine can harm sperm.
Really?
Oh.
All right. Let's fix your hair. Your hair is harmed because the pores in your scalp are all plugged up. Product called Provia that'll cleanse your scalp and get the hair to grow back again, Ken.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary, one of our listeners from Florida, does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is part of aging gracefully. He wrote us, "Your product works miracles. I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about the hair implants or going for a consultation. Fuller and thicker hair as promised." Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now, for all of your activities, Provia has a great sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
The number to call is 800-543-5817. That's the one number to call to order Provia, cleanse the pores in your scalp, and have your own hair start growing back. The follicles are under your scalp. They just have a place to go, and they will when you cleanse the pores with Provia. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken, and they'll send you the super concentrator Provia. 800-543-5817 for your hair to grow.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Happy haunts materialize.
Begin to vocalize. Pretty, pretty ghosts come out to socialize.
Bare naked ladies, my brother.
Now don't
close
your eyes and don't try.
Oh, I've forgotten this.
Hide or a silly spook.
Grim, grinning ghosts.
Shrouded in a half disguise. They pretend to terrorize.
Pretty ghosts come out to socialize.
Nice. One of the more creative groups of the last 15, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
All right, so the story, or a couple of different stories at DougStephan.com. Actually, the results of yesterday's poll. We had a video of the day yesterday that featured dozens of cats and dogs decked out in costumes for Halloween. It was very, very clever, very nicely done. So we asked whether or not you dress up your pets for Halloween. 41% said, no, I never dress my pets up. 21% said, sometimes I find a really good pet costume. 20% of you said, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. 18% said, I have before, but they didn't like it. That would be my story with Charlotte. She's not big on that sort of thing.
Although, when you have a 7-year-old daughter, you have no choice but to go get a costume for your pugs.
And dress them up. Right.
Oh, you're so soft.
Why did you stop the music, Richie? Was it over?
Yeah, the song ended. You want another
really?
One?
Yeah, let's have another one.
Oh,
another
you know what? Here's one for you, Doug.
When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
Remember seeing that movie as a kid and scared the living you know what out of me. Bing Crosby in the song from the Headless Horseman. People remember that. Hey, what happened to that TV show that was all about the Headless Horseman? That
Sleepy
ever?
Hollow. It's still on.
Yeah,
is it? Okay.
Somebody asked me last week what's the scariest movie that I've ever seen, and I said it was Ghost Story with Bing Crosby and who's the grape walnuts guy and eat your oats and barley guy,
Wilford Brimley.
Man, let me tell you something. If you're looking for a scary Ghost Story style movie, Ghost Story with Bing Crosby is about the scariest thing you'll watch.
I've never seen real scary. Real bad scary for me was Fantasia.
It was like a dancing mop, Doug.
It was
really
scary stuff. Yeah. All right. Go ahead. Laugh.
I just did.
There's a story at DougStephan.com about a British company that's marketing the zombie fortification cabinet, dubbed the world's first and only certified zombie-proof cabin. Tiger Log Cabins unveiling the Zombie Fortification Cabin, or ZFC-1, on their website for the starting price of $112,000. Delivery is free. Installation is $20,000. Cabin comes with a 10-year anti-zombie guarantee. The website states customers must present medical evidence of the presence of a real zombie to collect on the guarantee. Basic cabin package includes barbed wire, reinforced windows, an escape hatch, a storage unit, and an upper deck with a 360-degree vantage point for spotting the undead. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Buyers can also get security cameras, riot protection gear, and a mental exam. That's what they ought to be getting for that baby. So that's the story at Doug Stephan. All this time of year, all this crazy stuff comes out. Here's another one. Richie.
Yeah.
A craft brewer in Colorado has bought up all of Count Chocula. I was talking about this a little bit. If you're missing Count Chocula out in Colorado, it's because this guy's bought it all up. They're trying to make beer. The back, say it again, Doug, Black Bottle Brewery Company in Fort Collins bought all of the inventories of Count Chocula, and let's see here.
This chocolate is very, very popular in craft brews, yeah.
Black Bottle General Manager Steve Merrick says, I wasn't sure if this was a joke or not.
A friend of mine makes a peanut butter and chocolate, like a Reese's Cup flavored beer, and it's really good.
Wow, all right. So check that story out at DougStephan.com. 28 past the hour, and good day.
When's the last time you went to a playground to play? Those tiny slides aren't designed for adults, but that's changing. Now there are playgrounds for seniors. London's Hyde Park has one with a cross trainer, sit-up bench, exercise bike, and several devices that improve strength and flexibility. Nuremberg, Germany's senior playground has lawn bowling and a giant chessboard with huge movable pieces. In Tokyo, there's a special name for these places, nursing care prevention parks. There are classes on how to use the equipment. Here in the U.S. at Midway Safe Harbor Center near Orlando, there are wobble boards, spinning seats, and other things that help you improve your balance and coordination. Many senior playgrounds are built next to the kids' play areas, so you can exercise with the grandkids. For a list, just Google the words Humana and Kaboom. These two companies are building senior playgrounds in 8 U.S. cities, including Mobile, Jackson, and Tulsa. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local HealthMart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood HealthMart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned HealthMart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local HealthMart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Good day, goodies. In this half hour, include a visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's going to help you understand how to know when somebody really loves you. Question of the day, the week, the month, for many of you, many of us. So maybe she can help us figure that all out. Meanwhile, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, Richie,
yes,
has been told he's going to have to testify at the Ray Rice appeal hearing.
Why?
Well, you know who Goodell reminds me of? Network, the actor Daniels. What's his first name?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels, yeah. Who's a good actor. That's a great show, by the way. This is the last season of it. It's been very good, very stimulating. But anyway, back to Goodell. Somebody familiar with the case says that an arbiter has ruled that Goodell has to testify in the appeal of his indefinite suspension. Didn't we have some conversation yesterday or the day before about the suspension being over before he could play or vice versa? What was that, Kenny? What were we on to on? Was
it Monday? It could, theoretically, in the next couple of weeks, it could be over.
Mm-hmm. His suspension.
If a team will take him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he could do good indefinite suspension. For a lot of teams.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It was an indefinite suspension, so the league would have to lift it, and that's what they're appealing. And you know what? Two things here. A friend of mine works for the NFLPA.
Richie, calm down. You're so excited. You want to get into this.
Okay. Players Association. And I've emailed him a couple of times. I'm like, how in the world do you defend this guy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously he can't say anything, but, right, you know, it's their job. They are there to defend the players.
Right.
And
like the L.A. School District Union defending a guy who's sending sperm around cookies to the class. Yeah.
And then the other thing, let's say he does get the suspension lifted.
Mm.
Philadelphia hired a dog murderer. What's a wife beater?
People forget, especially because his wife is still with him. But let me just tell you how subpar the NFL is. I don't even know if you guys heard this story, but in Los Angeles on Monday, a story started circulating about Slava Voynov, who's a player, a defenseman, probably the Kings' second best defenseman, hockey, okay?
Yeah.
He was arrested on Sunday night, early Monday morning, 12:45 Monday morning, for domestic abuse or violence after his significant other was taken to a hospital and it was determined that he was the cause of her injuries, and so they arrested him. Great. Before the news even broke on Monday, the NHL had met with the players' union and had already suspended him clean and quick before news even broke of this on Monday at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that the NHL did the right thing in a landscape that's changing, where this is becoming a reality with sports figures that are
They see the number one sports league in the world, the NFL.
And how stupid the NFL
and
is.
And how they're getting you just hit over
and
the head.
Inept.
Well, here's the bad leadership. It's like the guy running the CDC.
There's
we don't
no
have any better leadership in the NFL than we do in the government.
But now you right. have people being fired before they ever convicted of a crime.
Yeah.
The accusation, now, granted, if you see video of somebody beating somebody or strong evidence, or somebody is obviously very battered and hurt, you know, you have some strong evidence. But, you know, when does the workplace start having a trial to determine whether we should suspend you or not? Mm. I mean, could you imagine going to your work and being arrested for drunk driving?
Yeah, no,
and your work firing you? If you're a UPS driver, yeah, maybe. But you're being convicted by your workplace before the court of law.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a tough that's a tough place.
It is.
Man.
All right, up next here, the story from the government. I'm going to make anecdotal reference to this, and then I'm going to move on because I think I said something about this yesterday, but it so bothers me. We all have been reading the story at DougStephan.com about this company in Connecticut that's making Ebola toys, and how gross that is, but yet they're big sellers.
Well, and they've been doing this for years.
Yeah, this Ebola's been around since the 70s.
But they've been. But these are educational things for that they make for teachers to explain
so they're not
to
gross
children.
Toys.
Right. This isn't something.
Sell the message. It's a.
Yeah.
Then it's educational toy.
So kind of like the frog that you get, where it's Velcro parts and you can dissect the frog.
Right, and it's parents that are buying these things.
Okay, so that's good then, right? Yes or no? It's good.
I think so.
Okay. Because
nobody has the information. It's all fear.
Where do you get it? Yeah, that's okay. That's good.
So how do you talk to your kids?
You put a good spin on that. Thank you. And here I was yesterday, I think, is when I got off, and I didn't follow through on it yesterday. I thought, oh, this is gross. What you just said makes lots of sense. Thank you.
That was exactly how I reacted when I saw that story.
The first time.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, read between the lines. It's the 21 before the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Here is the most disturbing news of the week.
Yes. More disturbing than ISIS in Canada.
Yep.
More disturbing than Ebola all over the world.
Yep.
More disturbing than 25 different languages being available to vote in the United States. Hit me.
The United States government is wasting so much of your money. Finally, you can have a real-life headache realizing what, as we worry about the terror threat from the ISIS people, our various crises with Ebola, how much money is being spent on defense, the problems with the economy slowing down, you'll be very happy, to know that the United States of America spent your tax money to give rabbits a massage.
$10,000
to study whether massages help rabbits.
I ought to try cats. Jennifer can help.
Yeah,
also, the United States government, through your tax largesse, is teaching sea monkeys to synchronize swim. That's another
I'd like to see
item.
That.
Yeah, you would. At your expense?
No.
No, okay. Whose expense? Not your expense.
No,
let's see.
It could be a TV show.
Right. This, by the way, Representative, Senator Colburn from Oklahoma was the one who released a lot of this information about how much money. There's usually we have, Tom, what's his name? It runs through.
Oh, Tom Schatz.
Schatz. Yeah. Yeah, right.
The Center for Taxation. Whatever, yeah. Whatever, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And every year they have
a horrible last name. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Yeah.
The pig book. All right. So there are other things, though, that are just in this thing that would send you into the darkest of dark places. Just looking at these examples of the millions spent on what one attorney called the government's dirty little secret. Another administrative problem, leave for troublesome employees. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. I don't think we attached numbers to it, though, did we? People who are being paid to not work, they just get rid of them. Didn't we start, did I just read that or did we talk about it yesterday?
No, we were talking about it yesterday, how there was 50-some thousand people who
54
had been, yeah, who had been on unpaid leave
yeah.
for anywhere from a month just to a year.
Get them out of the way.
Right.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, that's $750 million. Here's another one. The government spent $856,000 of your money to throw mountain lions on a treadmill and see what happened.
Well, that's another one I'd like to see. That's kind of cool.
They spent $331,000
on a
study.
You know what I'd like to see, in addition to that? See a politician on the treadmill in front of the mountain lion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Put your congressman on the treadmill and then put the mountain lion on behind him and see how fast each of them can run.
They spent $331,000 on a study that led to a mind-blowing discovery that hungry people get cranky and aggressive.
Really? Breaking news.
$90 million spent to promote U.S. culture around the world. Let's see here. $414,000 spent on an army video game that some in the intelligence community have worried could inadvertently train terrorists.
Jeez.
They spent last year $4.6 million to buy homes for Border Patrol agents in areas where there aren't many homes that they want Border Patrol agents. So they built them. Jeez, I'm telling you. And that, if I were at a town meeting where somebody wanted to get my vote for Congress, I'd be all over them with this crap. This is just, and we laugh about it.
But what's that going to do? You're right, Mr. Stephan, and I plan to do something about that. Please.
Never.
Vote for McFadden for Congress, folks. R. McFadden.
I'm going to fix everything.
I'm going to fix a few things right now that are bothering you. If the aching this morning, you get up with your shoulder sore, your knees are sore, your hip, you got joint pain everywhere. That means you have not yet ordered your Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Why haven't you? I've been talking about it long enough to get you onto that wagon, if you will. You can get on it pretty easily. And free, hello, duh, free, you hear me? Free Omax 3 Ultra Pure. Company that's making Omax 3 Ultra Pure is so convinced that you will do so well on this, and Richie's a prime example, they want you to have the first month free so you can see, feel, get the essence of this thing. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is that 100% pure fish oil, omega-3 fish oil, better than krill oil, better than anything. Omega-3s do the trick. Joint pain, triglyceride problems, cholesterol problems, you know that this stuff works when you hear us talk about it in these glowing terms. So why are you waiting? If you haven't gotten your free 30-day supply, yet, call right now. 800-316-7918, or go online to Doug Four, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X, 3.com, and order it that way. I would work on it right now. Pay a little shipping and handling. That's it for your 30-day supply of Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and to feel almost clinically how much better the body's going to feel. You'll notice that your mind's a bit sharper as well, which McFadden certainly can use. So take Omax 3 Ultra Pure for free. Free. I get choking. 30-day supply, 800-316-7918.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Halloween doesn't have to be scary when it comes to trick-or-treating, but twice as many children are killed while walking on Halloween than any other day of the year. A report by Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible with the support of FedEx, showed only a third of parents talk to their kids about Halloween safety, and 12% of children age 5 and under are permitted to trick-or-treat alone. President and CEO of Safe Kids Worldwide, Kate Carr.
Kids get so excited on Halloween, and we don't want to see them dart out into the street. But if they do, make sure drivers can see them. Have them carry a flashlight or a glow stick or add something reflective to their costumes. Let's keep it a fun night for all.
Other tips include sticking to sidewalks or paths, crossing at corners, and making eye contact with drivers before stepping into the street. Drivers need to be especially alert on Halloween night. Turn on headlights earlier than usual and use extra caution when pulling in and out of driveways. For more information on how to keep your kids safe this Halloween, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Ferdy reporting.
Love. How can you tell when somebody really loves you? Dr. Joy Brown is here, one of the most marvelous radio personalities in the country.
Marvelous.
She does things better and differently, because she's actually really a shrink. 855-99, what a concept. 855-99-DR-JOY, number you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Leave your question, she will answer it on the air. You can also go to drjoy.com. How often do you talk or deal with the issue of people wondering if the person they love really loves them?
You know, it's an interesting question. I was just thinking about it. I don't know that I get asked that often.
Really?
I'll tell you what I get, which is the manifestations, which is, I want to get married. He doesn't want to marry me. I think she may be cheating. We're not having sex as much. But I don't know that I've ever actually got asked the question of, you know, I love them. How do I find out if they love me? It's usually about sex or cheating or commitment.
Really? I think it's about emotions.
Well, no. I'm not arguing.
I understand.
I'm just saying that people don't actually ask that question of me. Mm-hmm.
And maybe, because if you are really in love, you don't need to. You know it.
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not sure it's that as much. Is that I think you're both kind of right. That we have the sense, at least the fairy tale sense, that first of all, love is real, number one. And number two, you'll know it when you find it. And number three, that it's overwhelming. And, you know, the statement that love is blind, it may be that we don't worry so much about where they are as, you know, in the early stages of it, because we're just, as you say, so taken with emotions, so overwhelmed by it. You know, and I'm just trying to think how to answer this in some kind of meaningful way.
I can tell you, now dance around it three times.
But I'm saying, I don't know that, I mean, do you guys ask that question? Maybe
do
it's more male. Yeah, have you ever said, gee, I love this person, I wonder if they love me?
No, I haven't.
I don't think people do. I think that in the early stages of
love. The reason I asked is because there's sort of a realization that goes with it, frankly, and I'm not going to tell my story.
Is this a personal question, Doug? Are you asking this for yourself?
Always. They're always personal questions.
In this circumstance, I am, and I finally figured it out. And it was something that came about as a result of something that was tough. And the realization
is making a whole lot of sense. Can we be a little more specific?
No, I don't want to be. No, I don't want to be too specific. But
here's
through
what
emotions, the expression of emotion that what made me realize that.
But see, I think, let me just sort of go off what you're saying, because I think I understand what you're saying, believe it or not, which is, I don't think we question love until we hit a snag.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we do is we look at the snag, and I think there's several responses. One, which I would highly recommend, is to talk about the snag, because people express emotions in different ways. Some people are very touchy-feely, some people are very sexual, some people are very verbal, and some people are none of the above. So that it's assuming that we're going to express love in the same way, I think it's when our expectation of how someone who loves us is going to act is upset is when we question love. And I think we don't before that, Doug.
Well, I didn't question it, but I didn't really know it was true until this event took place. So, all right. That's good.
That's the same as not questioning.
We say that what?
We found true love.
Yes. Matches. I think it's called Matches. 855-99 Dr. Joy is the number to call her with your question.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You know it's coming. The signs that you're starting to age. The wrinkles that weren't there before. Those sudden lines. But what if you could hold back those signs for years to come? That can happen with a proprietary new anti-aging complex that reinvents looking younger. It's like a delete button for your wrinkles. Our philosophy is simple. No wrinkles allowed. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or go to nowrinklesallowed.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
From the skies, rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Don't cross the streams. Why? It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
Right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egan.
Cleaning up the town by the busboys from the movie Ghostbusters, the big Halloween movie for 1984. It's true Halloween during movie moments. We have movie music from some of these silly or serious or really creepy Halloween movies, and the sound from them as well.
God, man, I'm a scientist.
Who doesn't recognize that voice? All right, good stuff. Chuck Curry, speaking of good stuff, is here with us on Good Day. Chucker is going to review some movie news, including the news about Back to the Future coming back to theaters next year. We got that, plus a bunch of other things that are going on. I'm sure that you can hardly wait, so let's get at it in just a moment. Chuck Curry on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
And now another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards? Got it. Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples. Make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Skip the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers, just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand, just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
All right, Chuck Curry, the movie department is our focus. Back to the Future, returning to theaters next year to celebrate its 30th anniversary, according to the story we have posted at DougStephan.com this week. What's that? So you expect this to be, are they going to recut the movie, do something, just play it the way it is? You must have had a revival.
A few years ago, they remastered it already. I did a revival last year at my community theater off HD DCP, and it looked amazing on the big screen. It's just a way to cash in and celebrate, you know, a movie that was great from 30 years ago. Paramount, or Sony Pictures, excuse me, did it this year with Ghostbusters. It's only made about $2 million in the re-release. It's not really about making money. It's more about keeping the brand alive and well, and Ghostbusters will be spun off into a new reboot. And I'm surprised, of all the reboots Hollywood has done in sequelitis, that Back to the Future ended with Part 3. I thought it was a terrific trilogy. I liked all three installments in that franchise. Why Universal has not rebooted the franchise with a new cast is somewhat perplexing. I have to say maybe Spielberg, who probably controls the property, has held that back.
Why?
Because I can't think of any other reason why they wouldn't keep the Back to the Future franchise going.
Yeah, I would think that would make a lot of sense, Frank. All right, what else you have for movie news?
Some TV news. A new, what looks like a hot trend, movies being turned into TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
ABC announced they're going to do a TV show based on the 1984 Tom Hanks movie, Bachelor Party. CBS is going to do a TV show out of the movie Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm.
NBC is going to do a Uncle Buck TV show. And Fox just announced they're going to do a TV series based on the Will Smith, Kevin James movie Hitch. Will Smith,
yeah.
Doug, is going to produce that series.
Yeah, meanwhile,
and yesterday, we always talk about comic book movies. Marvel released the trailer to The Avengers 2.
Yeah.
Looks really good. James Spader voices the villain.
Really?
And his voice work is really good in this trailer.
All right, Lucasfilm, which is a Disney property now, is going to sue a beer brewing company. Syracuse's Empire Brewing wants to introduce a new beer called Empire Strikes Bock. Disney says, not so fast. That's too close to the Empire Strikes Back. We own it. You can't use it.
My gut feeling is Disney will probably win on that one.
Really?
My lawyers are bigger than your lawyers.
The vowels are different, though. It's an O instead of an A. That's,
yes.
All right, anyway. Chucker, you're a good man. Good to have you here, as usual, on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry at 59.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.